This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Welcome back. We're at the top of the hour. Food for Thought with Carol, and joining me is Tracy Gregoire. We are live at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. That was a great talk with Chef Jason.
It really that was. I like that.
Really amazing what they do over there.
I had no idea they had those programs and everything. It's just, it's not just about let's get the food out. It's really trying to make a difference and not have to get so much food out.
It's true.
Great. It's wonderful. True. It's nice to hear that. Sometimes we just get busy with our everyday lives, which is normal, and everybody's busy, but it's really great to be reminded sometimes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Totally. And you know, to understand it and what they do. I mean, I highly recommend going on a tour over there. Melanie, the director, I've known her for a few years. She gives the best tour. It's to just open your eyes and see, when you see how much food is in there, and you should see their walk-in. Their walk-in is, I mean, you know, we have a pretty big walk-in at the diner, but it's like so puny compared to what they have. It's like crazy all the food that they have in there. It's pretty amazing. But anyway, so without further ado. I always feel funny saying that for some reason. I say it, but then when I go to say it and think about it, I don't say it. So without any further ado, we're going to welcome on Jennifer Graham. Jennifer Mitchell Graham or Jennifer Graham?
Jennifer Graham.
What is that? Oh, that I did the wrong one.
Sorry. Oh, don't even worry. There we go.
Oh, if Mike was here, Mike always gets upset with me when I don't do that correctly.
Now I sound even sexier, I guess.
You too. Sound pretty good. So, Jennifer Graham.
Jennifer Graham.
Right. Okay. Yes. Mitchell Graham, Facebook.
Yeah. Facebook. Yeah. Mitchell, the maiden name. Yeah. Just so people from the past can find you. Yes. Nice, good or bad.
It's the same thing with mine.
I'm back to my maiden name, so I have no problems. Carol Lawrence. There we go.
Nice.
So anyway, so welcome. You are from Palace Theater. You've been on Food for Thought a few times. And, you know, the Palace has such a wealth of history over there.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. 100 years, you know, still celebrating.
And so fun.
And we've had an amazing kickoff season. It started with Buddy Holly, and this is the last weekend. So you can see the show tonight, and there's two shows tomorrow. And this is we extended the shows out to be 4 weeks versus three as last season, and it's going really well.
Good.
Yeah.
Very good.
So all of them are going to be 4 weeks.
All of them except for Nutcracker. Okay. Nutcracker is still the weekend after Thanksgiving, but all of the shows, how fun.
Yeah, definitely.
So fun. Yeah, and then, the next up is Addams Family. How exciting
is that?
Is that
the first time doing that? I thought
so. That's cool.
How fun is that? That's starting October 23rd through November 14th.
How do you remember these dates?
I know. Right? It's like a Rain Man sometimes. I don't know. <It's>, when you're living and breathing it each day, it kind of becomes one. But yeah, it starts October 23rd. We were at the Tri-City Expo yesterday. That went really well. There was a number of people there, and I had a cutout made of the Addams Family so people could stick your face in and you could be a part of it.
That's fun.
So we were a big hit.
Yes. Do you typically do something Halloween themed?
No, last year we did All Shook Up. So this is exciting because there are two shows on Halloween of the Addams Family.
I think that'll really get people excited.
Yeah, how could
people
you
are
not?
Looking
You're
to do stuff like that.
Packed.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Like, you know, it's a family event. It's good for the whole family. It's not going to be too scary for the kids. So it's six and over that, you know, can come and with their family and couples, a date, and come with a group of friends. So it's good for everyone, which is fun. Yeah. It's the costumes. I can't wait to see the costumes. I mean, who doesn't know the Addams Family? Yeah. If you didn't grow up with it, you see it on TV Land or the reruns and everyone can relate. I mean, gotta love Morticia.
Oh, man.
And you know, there's a song out right now, and I'm not gonna think of what it is, but it has, it's called Uma Thurman.
Oh,
the song
yes.
is actually, and it has music from the Addams Family. And ask me how, because I thought it was from Pulp Fiction, and my husband said, no, that's from the Addams Family. I know that music. And I'm like, no, it's Pulp Fiction. And we argued about it. And he was right, and I was wrong, which doesn't happen very often. But this
I
time
know.
It did.
Isn't it amazing how right we are all the time?
Always, always, always. I think he just lets me think that I am most of the time. But it's kind of the theme right now. Like, everybody's listening to this song with the Addams Family. And that'll help you out a little bit too.
Oh, absolutely. And you hear that, you know, famous snap, snap at the beginning and everybody relates to it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the putting it into a musical, an original play, I believe it was Nathan Lane that played in it. And he was amazing in it. And we have Broadway star actors that are coming, you know, from New York City, Equity actors. We have our own Bill Hartery, that's a local Manchester actor that is in this. So what a great draw, you know, to come and check him out and be in the local area. And tonight, actually, I've got the hearse from Canopy Light coming. So I've got the hearse tonight just to promote it. And we've got the box office all decorated up, all already Halloween. And you could take pictures with the cutout stand-up of the Addams Family and sit in the chair and have some fun with it.
How fun is that?
I know.
So when they come to the Buddy Holly tonight, then they can see that. And people probably purchase tickets. I mean, how has that new box office been for you?
Oh, great. Oh, amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, I like the new. I like the new setup and the new flow.
Yeah,
definitely a lot nicer.
Yeah, every year we make more improvements and it just gets better and better. And we actually have started a marquee club. So for VIPs, so you get your own private bartender, you know, if you're in the VIP club and your own bathroom, which is huge, as we know, because
yeah,
the number of line.
Your own bathroom.
Yeah. So if you're a VIP member, you know, and yeah, you get different benefits. So it's worth to look it up and call the box office and check it out.
Can you give us any more details about it?
You get your own exclusive. Like I said, you're considered a VIP. You get your own entrance when you come in with your ticket, your own bathroom, your own bartender. You get this little area that's just for you in the reception room. Just, you know, you got to sign up to be a member. And there's different member levels. So the box office you can call and you can sign up.
And I think you can also see that online.
Yes, you can. Yes.
And that is palacetheater.org.
Yeah, mm-hmm. palacetheater.org. So it's amazing. And the next up, I mean, the classics are coming. I can't believe we're talking about the holidays, but the Nutcracker and Christmas Carol. Get your tickets now because they're selling already like crazy.
I mean, my niece a few years back was the ballerina, was the... you know, in the
Clara, was she Clara?
Yeah. It,
at the palace?
Yeah.
How exciting is that?
I know. It was amazing.
That's huge.
Yeah, it was amazing. She's a ballerina. She ballerinaed down in New York.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I love that. She ballerinaed.
I know.
Right?
That's not a word you use every day. She ballerinaed right on stage. Yeah, that's coming the weekend right after Thanksgiving. And there's six shows. So that's really fun. And then the classic tradition of Christmas Carol. How can you not go see that? You know, that's amazing.
And, you know, right here, you don't need to go to Boston. You don't need to travel to Boston.
Not at all.
You know, the Palace Theater is just so, you know, comfortable. There's no seat in the house that's bad.
Really. Right. No, I mean, not one.
Not one. You know, we've been a few times and we've sat in different areas. And it's cozy and comfortable.
And parking is never bad, even though it's all street or garage or whatever. Like, we always just pull in, grab a spot. Is the parking garage still open to use for the...
So the parking garage is being under construction right now, and there is some parking. We don't own that parking spot. It just happened to be our parking lot. It just happened to be convenient. Yep. But there's also Victory parking and, like you said, street parking.
And everything is like a block away. You'd never have to walk very far.
Exactly. And it doesn't cost nothing like it does in Boston.
Yeah, exactly.
And the restaurants are amazing.
Exactly.
I mean, there's so many amazing restaurants to go to. And then I love going to the Red Arrow. That's a given.
The last time we went, we went down to Hanover Chop House.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
and
so
then
good.
The whole thing was a surprise to me for my husband. And we walked down, had dinner. I had no idea we were coming to see a show. And then we went to see a show, and it was just a wonderful night. And just walk everything right in that same. Well, we just parked and got to walk around, have dinner and a show. It's a wonderful, wonderful night.
Yeah,
it's
that's a really
great
fun date night. Mm-hmm. That's a really good thing to come with your couple, you know, and to have Broadway in New Hampshire, Broadway experience in New Hampshire.
Manchester, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then we have a great lineup coming up after that. You know, we have probably not going to be remembering in order, but I know we have Rock of Ages that'll be in March. We have Singing in the Rain. And then our last show will be Billy Elliot. And then Nonsense of Men is in January. So it'll be a really funny comedy with, you know, guys dressed up as nuns.
Oh, my goodness. That'll be great.
I know. And we have our presenting shows, too. We have Justin McKinney, who's a local comedian that's from this area. He's coming the 10th. Of this month, so just in a few days. And then Frank Santos is the R-rated hypnotist that's coming on the 17th.
So, oh, that must be hilarious.
He's hysterical.
Oh, my gosh. My friend Michelle went on stage with a hypnotist.
Did she?
And they videoed it.
Oh, no.
And did it really work?
It is not even funny. It so worked. It was
I never know to believe those things, but if it's something... Michelle is not somebody who would
so
that.
Funny. Like, you can't even imagine what they made her do. It was crazy.
Yeah, some of the things these people will do are interesting.
It is.
Was she sorry she volunteered?
Yeah, that's October 17th.
Oh, my God.
October 17th, Frank Santos Jr. Because his dad used to do it, and then Frank Santos Jr. took over.
And then I see John Edwards is coming, too.
Oh, how can we forget John Edwards? This Sunday, October 4th.
This Sunday.
October 4th. I mean, how amazing. Like, the amount of talent that we get into the palace, it still floors me, and I work there. Yeah, he's a psychic. People love him. He's nationally known.
Yeah, he definitely is.
Did he
have his own TV show, too, or does he still? I know he used to.
I'm not sure about that, but I do know he was on Dr. Phil. And then he is friends with Kim Kardashian, for those who are Kardashian fans. Whether it's good or bad, we don't know yet.
I know.
But yeah, he has been on Dr. Phil. He's been on numerous things. So he's a well-known national name, which is great to have at the palace.
He's been on before, right?
Yes. I believe he has. Not when I've been there, but I believe he's been there before. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm trying to think who I have in November, too. We have coming up other presenting shows. There's so many that are amazing.
Oh, I'm looking at the list that you're looking through right now. There are so many. It's pages.
And don't forget that we have the Palace Youth Theater shows.
I was going to ask you about that. I was going to ask you about youth theater and camps when schools close for the week and all that.
Yeah, because there's winter camps as well. Not just the summer, there's winter camps too, right?
Exactly, yeah. And the first time we've done it, we incorporated a Palace Youth Theater show at the end of 2 weeks. So within 2 weeks, these kids put on from beginning to end, got auditioned, pick casted, and put two shows on. And they loved it. And we had the best attendance ever for all of our camps.
My son did it.
Did he?
A few years ago.
Oh.
And do you know, I don't remember the name of the play, but it was you're not even going to believe this. And he did not want to go, but I kind of made him go. I couldn't picture him doing that. Well, he was into acting. He went to LA.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, but theater is different.
Yes, I used to
push him to do theater, and then his acting teacher told me, stop pushing him because it's not the same thing. And I'm like, why isn't it the same thing? What are you talking about? To me, it's the same thing. But anyway, so he did go do that, and he ended up having a great time. And he was, whatever the show was, like I said, I don't remember. It was a few years ago.
Yeah.
He was the diner cook.
Oh, how funny. Oh, that's
hilarious.
So funny.
Yeah. Like 2 days later, he's like, Mom, you're not even going to believe what my part is. I'm like, what? And he's like, I'm the diner cook.
Following your mom's footsteps.
Good casting.
Exactly.
Hilarious. I was like, no way.
We do have Honk Jr. coming, and we have two different casts. So they're coming October 9th and October 10th, and then October 16th and October 17th. But you can go online or call the box office at the 668-5588 number. And then we do have, after that, 101 Dalmatians. And I know, there's so many fun shows. And then after that, they're going to have Elf Jr. And the rights came out, literally the day the rights came out, we got it. So we might be the premiere, we're not 100% sure, in New Hampshire. But Elf Jr., how fun.
That's
Buddy the
cool.
Elf.
Now, based off of the movie Elf,
yes,
but Junior,
version, yeah, junior, definitely.
Yeah,
junior.
I'm like trying to picture that as a junior.
Yeah,
version.
No, I know. Yeah, it's good that they could do that. And then we have our Teen Co, which is our the kids that try out, and you could be cut from those groups, but they're great learning. They learn dance and makeup and resume, and they put on a show at the end. So we have our Palace Teen Co. company and then our Teen Apprentice company. And the Teen Co. is doing Adam's Family, not to be confused with our professional show. And then the PTAC Palace Theater Apprentice is doing Into the Woods Junior.
What are the ages for those?
The teen 8 ones? To 18. 8 to 18.
Oh, even for the teen?
Teen Co. Yeah, I mean, typically the PYT things are 8 to 18, mm-hmm. but the older ones, you tend to go with more of the, you know, 10, 11, 12, up that range mm-hmm. for the apprentice and teen okay. company.
I thought they had to be like 13 or 14, so.
Yeah, they could be a little bit younger, which okay. is good.
Isn't your son involved in that?
Yeah, he's done a few, 8 shows, I think, at the Palace.
That's cool.
Yeah, but it's been a couple years.
It's been a little while.
Yeah, so he's been doing ever since he got into middle school, because he does both shows every year at school. So that's pretty much when he started taking a break. But he loves all of that.
Isn't that amazing yeah. to see them on stage?
It is. It's crazy that you look and you go, is that my kid?
Yeah, the confidence, my son, because my son's mm-hmm. in the Palace Youth Theater and he's in Teen Co. company, is incredibly great.
Yeah.
I love seeing what's
happening. I think a lot of the confidence, actually, that my son has is because he started doing it. Because he was, I think he was 7. He was just about to turn 8. And they said, as long as he can, you know, read and memorize the scripts and everything, you know, you guys let him do it. And he actually auditioned, got a tiny little speaking part his first time. He was one of the youngest up there. And I think just starting at such a young age and being in front of however many hundreds of people, it just really builds your confidence when you start something that young, and then it's just second nature to you, as opposed to, you know, when you start a little bit older and you're nervous and you get let all those things get to you. So I think it's great that they can, there's something so close to us that they can really get that experience.
Yeah, to be
age.
In the local community and not have to commute anywhere mm-hmm. and be right in your backyard. And it's, and we have an amazing artistic youth director, Nate Sawyer. I can't say enough about him. Mm-hmm. My son was in wood shopping class a few years ago, and because now he's been at 2 years. I feel like it's longer because my son's been in every single show, I think, since we've gotten in there mm-hmm. For the Palace Youth Theater. And he made him a marquee out of wood, of the Palace Theater marquee, and made a clock out of it and gave it to Nate as a gift. So to me, that speaks volumes of the connections the kids make there.
That's beautiful.
It is so neat. It's so neat. Yeah. So, and you know, and what we have coming up too, we also have musicians like Southside Johnny and the Ashbury Jukes are coming in November. So there's a, you know, with the shows that are amazing to the, you know, the musicians and the comedians and the hypnotists. So there's a lot of variety.
There's a huge array of.
Yeah. Of there's something for everybody.
Yep.
Oh, the pool is amazing. And to talk about the camps, we do have camps that are coming up February and April vacation. Okay. So stay tuned for that, because flyers will be going out and stuff will be going up on the website. But you can call the box office once we have details mm-hmm. and sign your child up for sure.
Do those typically fill up?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely, they
so
do.
So just really be on the lookout for it to get in there.
Yeah.
First thing.
Yeah. It's already October, and I'm like, I know February is going to come soon.
Awful. Already October. I started my Christmas shopping.
We did too. My husband did. I shouldn't say we.
Good for your husband. That's impressive.
It really is.
I usually have it done and wrapped way before Thanksgiving.
Can you do mine? I'll pay you.
Not one time. I'm wrapping on Christmas Eve every year.
Me too. But ironically, we spoke about that this morning.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I get nervous thinking about that right now. That gives me the willies.
But instead of being up until, you know, 2 or 3 like I used to, now I'm done by like 10 or 11. So I'm getting better.
That is better. I like that. I know. I'm usually the 2 to 3 in the morning.
We talked about Carol shaking her head at us.
Yeah. And we're going to pay her.
I sit at my desk. I go Amazon.
We did start doing that.
Amazon Prime. Yeah. Are you kidding me? I told my daughter, I said, give me the kids list. It's really the most I buy for is my grandkids.
Yeah.
You know, Tyler now, it's gift cards.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, what are you going to get a 21-year-old?
Seriously, they want money or gift cards.
Exactly.
Is right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, so mm-hmm. I get him a few different gift cards. There's like a couple of little things that he'll open. And my daughter and husband, the same thing. My son and wife, the same. You know, gift card, like to go to dinner.
Right.
It's really the kids. That's it. I've already asked for their As a matter of fact, when my daughter-in-law was sending me Dominic's list, I was reading it and typing into Amazon and ordered like 4 or 5 of lists already.
Gosh.
And they're at the house.
I got to do that. We were talking about that this morning to go in and do that. I don't know why I do that. I don't like the mall. I used to be a mauler. Now I can't do it. I
can't stand it.
I can't do it.
I'm just really sad that we're talking about Christmas shopping right now, I have to say.
I know Halloween's not even here. Remember, the Addams family's coming first.
Right. There you go.
That's a must-see. I think we're going to have to go
get
the family together.
I think you guys should.
Take the grandkids. That would be fun.
Absolutely.
Jen, do you want to just let people know how they can find you before I let you go?
Absolutely. You could go to palacetheater.org. Which is I always like to say it's the R-E at the end of theater, because we spell it the old school way.
Right.
So palacetheater.org, or call 603-668-5588. And you can speak to anyone in the box office.
Or you can go right to the box office on Hanover Street.
Walk right in. Rock right in.
Go out to dinner one night, go over to the box office. And
get your tickets for Addams Family coming up. And don't forget the Justin McKinney and Frank Santos coming up.
There you go. Well, Jen, thank you so much for coming on. And
thank you for having
me. Talking about the palace. And you're still celebrating their 100-year anniversary.
We are.
It's just amazing. The theater is just gorgeous. So thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. You too.
All right. You're listening to Food for Thought. We're going to go on a short break. And we will be back with Alex of Cafe Lorraine right here in downtown Manchester. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol, and joining me is Tracy Gregoire. We are live at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street, and it is Friday. So happy about that it's Friday. And wanted to give a little shout out to our couple more sponsors,
Fallon's Furniture, the official decorator of the Green Room for Food for Thought, and Kale & Company. Of course, Red Arrow Diners in Manchester and Milford, and now open with drive-thru in Londonderry, redarrowdiner.com. And Integrity Health Coaching Solutions, Bedford and Londonderry, and now North Conway. IntegrityFit.com, your coaching solutions company. And also Healthy Solutions Spice Blends at HealthySolutionsSpiceBlends.com. I almost got through that without flubbing up.
You did good. You did good. And you know what? Before we welcome on our next guest, I just want to do a little shout out. Make-A-Wish right here in the building, right here at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester, like I say all the time. October 29th, it's a Thursday from 3 to 4:30. You can bring your kids.
Okay.
Kids and families are welcome to come. And what they're doing is they're the whole building, all of the offices in the building. And my brother owns a building. There's probably about 55 offices in here, like businesses in here. And the kids are welcome to come and trick-or-treat at all of the offices. Isn't that cool?
That's fun. So October 29th, so cool. 3 to 4:30?
October 29th, 3 to 4:30. And they're going to Make-A-Wish started it. And they're going to have, they're inviting all their Wish kids to come with their families. And they're, you know, we're just inviting other kids and families that want to come. And the office people in the building are all encouraged to dress up. I'm not sure if I'm going to. I might come as me. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. But that day, we do have a show that day, so.
Wear your all black outfit that you're wearing right now with some cat ears.
Oh, there you go.
A little headband with cat ears.
Perfect.
Paint some whiskers on. You're good.
There you go. All right. Well, there we go. Let's welcome on our next guest. I'm very excited to have her on because I haven't seen you for a while, but I've been watching your business thrive. And let's welcome on Alex of Cafe Lorraine. Welcome, Alex.
Hi, Alex.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you're here. So let people know what, where Cafe Lorraine is and when you started and what it's all about.
Okay, so Cafe Lorraine is located downtown in Manchester. We're at 915 Elm Street, right across from City Hall. We've been open for about 2.5 years now, and things are going really well. We offer coffee, tea, lattes, breakfast sandwiches, lunch sandwiches. We're open late at night. We open at 6 in the morning. So
what are the hours? Is it I don't think it's 7. Is it 7 days a week? Actually,
yeah,
it is
we're
7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the hours?
We're open 6 to 8 during the week, till 9 on Fridays and Saturdays. And we open at 7 a.m. on Saturdays and Sundays.
Wow.
That is good for you. You know, because when you opened that, there was, there's just been so many businesses in the downtown area that, you know, of course, there's a lot of that have come and gone. And, you know, you pass that crucial point, you know, really. You pass that.
So.
I think it's like a year, you know, year and a half. You know, if you're past that, that is like really good. So,
especially for your age.
Exactly.
You very young. And owning your own business at such a young age, I think, is very impressive.
Yes, very impressive. I mean, she started, you know, is it okay to say that?
Sure, yeah.
It was the same age that I started the Red Arrow. I've been there almost 28 years and 23. We were both 23.
Yep.
So, that's quite something.
So, talk to us a little bit about coming up with the idea of doing it, to getting it started. How long did that process take, and how long have you wanted to open up your own little cafe?
So I've always wanted to own my own business. I went to school at St. Anselm College in Manchester, and when I was in school, there were only a couple coffee shops in the area. None were open really late for students to do homework, so that's kind of where I got the idea to bring a coffee shop like this to Manchester. And once I graduated from school, I went back to my high school job for a little bit and just decided that it was time, and my parents supported me in that and allowed me to live at home while I worked on it, and I really just started it up.
That's great. Good. And how long did that process take once you decided to do it?
I would say, so I found my space in December of 2012. So I started looking that summer, the summer of 2012, really.
Okay.
Yep, and we opened in March of 2013.
And did you know that you wanted to be on Elm Street, or were you just looking anywhere in Manchester?
I started looking up side streets, but really where it's happening right now is Elm Street and Hanover. Those are kind of the two really hot spots. Hopefully it'll start spreading. It's starting to spread further and further down Elm, which is really exciting. But yeah, Elm Street was it for me.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you're living your dream.
Yeah. Yep. I am.
I think you're in a great spot.
Yeah.
I mean,
you
know, really where you are, it's right. You're right in the heart of it.
Yeah.
You're right. On either side is Dancing Lion on one side of you.
Yep. Dancing Lion and the Shaskeen's on the other.
And the Shaskeen. I mean, my gosh, how perfect is that?
I know.
Yeah.
All the favorites all in one spot.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And you know, and just, you know, when you go downtown now on the weekends, or even, I mean, anytime during the week, really, when it, you know, especially when the weather's nice, it's just people walking, and, you know, it's so nice to stop into Cafe Lorraine and, you know, have a coffee, or do you have desserts and stuff?
We do. We have some brownies and cookies and things.
Yeah.
And any other foods? Any sandwiches or?
Yeah, we do flatbread sandwiches and wraps, so hot toasted sandwiches. Mm-hmm. We do salads, breakfast sandwiches, bagels, scones, muffins.
Nice. Yep. Very nice. And then don't you have, do you still do some entertainment once in a while?
We do. Yes. We have an open mic once a month that's run by Allie Beaudry.
She's awesome.
She is. She just released a new album.
Did she really?
She did. Yeah. It's called The Voice From Within. You can download it on iTunes.
Cool.
She's doing great. Yeah.
She is doing. She's a nice girl.
She
too.
Is. Very She's nice so girl. Awesome. So she runs our open mics. They're usually on Friday nights, but you can check the website for the exact date. And other than that, we have a lot of musicians just coming through town asking us if they can stop in and play. And
that's great.
That's great for us and great for them. So, yeah, we have quite a bit of entertainment. It's really great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good for you. Good for you.
It's really cozy in there, too. I love that, just the atmosphere. Was it somewhat like that when you bought the space, or is that all your vision?
So when I bought the space, it was a Caribbean restaurant, so it didn't look anything like it does now. You've seen it before.
Nice job.
Yeah. Well, and my son, wasn't my son the electrician?
Yes.
Kevin Jr.?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, she did a whole huge, you know, and your dad helped you out a lot.
Yep, he did.
Yeah.
He did. Yep. And my mom helped decorate. So
excellent job. Yeah. It's very nice in there.
It is.
Oh,
it's
thank
nice
you.
And cozy, like you it said. Is. It's yep. It's very appropriate for a, you know, a coffee shop. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. Yeah.
Yep.
Why don't you know, for people that haven't been there and for listeners that are just tuning in, you're listening to Food for Thought. We're 107.7 The Pulse, and we are in studio with Alex of Cafe Lorraine, right over on 915 Elm Street. You can also check them out on the web at Cafe, CafeLaraine.com. Mm-hmm.
And I want to say, we're both saying Cafe Lorraine. Did you say Cafe Lorraine? Because we might be, are we saying it wrong?
I pronounce it Cafe Lorraine. It's French. so I don't pronounce it correctly either, but
no, it
that's
is
just
Cafe
how
Lorraine
we,
it is probably.
Yeah,
I think
it's so I named it after the Queen City because I didn't want to name it the Queen City something because there are a lot of those around.
Yeah.
So Cafe Lorraine loosely translated means the Queen Cafe in French.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah.
That.
Yep.
Fair. I love that.
So I'm going to start saying it properly now.
Cafe Lorraine. Right. We need to do that.
I don't know what makes me see Lorraine. There's no A in
it's
it.
Okay.
It's true.
Okay.
It
Everyone
is true.
Does it. Everyone does it.
They do. But, you know, you want to get it right, though. Yeah. And at least we should be getting it right now. So
we're getting the word out. Cafe Lorraine.
Cafe Lorraine. 915 Elm Street right here in Manchester. For those of people that are listening that have not been there, we said you were on one side of Dancing Lion Chocolates and the other side is Shaskeen. Walk us through the front door and let people know, like, you know, visually, because this is radio and they obviously can't see it, what they might bump into or what they might see when they walk into the doors.
Or start from outside because you have a seating area.
Yeah, start from outside. Yes,
we do. So we're on the block with CVS also. I don't know
right.
if people know where that is, in between CVS and Citizens Bank. So when you walk up, we have nice little red chairs out front and a striped awning with our pumpkins and all of our fall decorations out. And when you walk in, we have some cozy seating on the left, tables on the right, and a bench on the left-hand side of the restaurant.
Yeah, kind of right in front of the window there, right?
Yep.
That's nice.
Yeah, and the counter is right in front of you as you walk up. And you can order there and pick it up to the side. You'll see our big red espresso machine.
Yes, that's
when
beautiful
you walk in.
Too.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
really nice. That's a nice eye catcher.
It really is. It's an art piece. It's a really
yes,
cool machine.
It definitely is. Yeah. Any espresso machine is like an art piece.
I know.
They make me like nervous sometimes because, you know, we have the cafe up here and
yeah.
I don't use it. I'm too afraid.
You know, when we train new employees, that's the first thing. They're like, I've never touched something like this before. Can you walk me through it? And they get a little timid, but by the end, they're,
yeah,
you know,
it's fine.
Yeah, they're
you know,
fine.
It's and I have done it a couple of times. I prefer not to. I think do we need to take another break?
I think we do.
We do, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I'm thinking we have one more break that we need to take. All right. You're listening to The Pulse, 107.7. You can stream us live, World Wide Web, WTPLFM.com. Kale and Company will be up next right after us. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7, The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol. And studio with me is Tracy Gregoire, and our guest is Alex of Cafe Lorraine, right on Elm Street, 915 Elm Street. You can also check her out on the web at cafelorraine.com, cafelorraine.com. And it is a very cute, she's been there for almost 3 years, very cute coffee shop. Coffee and sandwiches and salads and, you know, breakfast items right on Elm Street. And you have a little bit of entertainment. Check the website for specific details. But Ali Beaudry is one of the ones that does perform there. And she's just, she's so Manchester, too. She's great.
It's great to have places like this on your consideration list, kind of. So many times we're like, oh, let's get together, whether it be with a friend or your mom or, you know, a relative or whatever. You want to get together and you're looking for some place mm-hmm. to go and, like, the typical places always pop up: Dunkin' Donuts, Starbucks. Like, I'm not saying for me. I'm not saying for, but I know a lot of places people say, you know, or Panera. Let's like, they just
you're
the,
right.
the common places are the first things that pop into your mind when you want to just get together for a quick cup of coffee or something. And it's so much nicer and so much more enjoyable to try someplace that's different and new and local, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And because my mom and I came in, I don't know if you heard me saying that earlier, yeah. To hang out together. And she's like, well, where are we going to go? And I just kind of kept thinking about the same places. I'm like, oh my gosh, there's this great place that I was in recently. And, you know, and we drove down here and it was pouring rain.
Oh, no.
You know, but it was so worth it. I didn't even care. And we left and we were just dripping wet, but we had a great time and she loved it. So it's just, it's nice to have
people should think of that when they want to just get Definitely. Together for a quick little meetup someplace. Come down to Elm Street.
And then even, you know, after the show, you close at 9, though, the latest, right? Friday and Saturday night.
Yep.
The shows, I think, get out a little bit before that, or some of them do. And, you know, go on over and get a little dessert and an espresso. Or,
yep.
You know, it's
Definitely.
Cool.
Listen
very
to cool. some music. Yeah. So any big changes or anything that, you know, any big changes that are coming down the pike for you, things that you're, you know, new things that you want to try or are trying now that maybe aren't the typical cafe style things? Like you have an app or something, right?
Yes. Yeah. So we're always trying to come up with new food items and new drinks, like seasonal drinks. Right now we have pumpkin spice everything, pretty much. Mm-hmm. We have pumpkin spice brewed coffee, which is nice because it's not sweetened. It's just brewed with the flavor added. But we have been using the Adored app. Now, Adored was developed right here in Manchester, and we were the first ones to have the app. It's a loyalty app, so it works just like your classic like coffee shop punch card.
Okay.
So we used to have those little stamp cards. And the way Adored works, it uses iBeacons to recognize when your cell phone is in the store.
Oh, right. So, that's cool.
Yeah, so it gives you a virtual punch, and that's kind of how it works, and you don't have to take your phone out of your pocket. It just works automatically. And
just for being in the store.
Yep, just from being in the store.
Does it do a certain bing when they have their whatever they get?
They're free, yep. So when they walk in and it's time for their free coffee, it gives them a special notification that says, hey, it's free coffee day, and they can come up to the counter and redeem it. So
and that's just show their phone. Neat.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, we are looking for a new loyalty app at the diner.
You are?
We are.
Okay, well, I'll have to hook Adored up with you guys because they're amazing.
Yes, and you know, what the problem that we're having with it is the old timers, because we have a lot of old timers that have been going there for like, you know, 82 years. I mean that lovingly. I really do. And they don't have smartphones.
Oh.
You know, and because we talked about doing a few apps like that, or, you know, because we have our own app. Actually, Red Arrow has their own app, and there's a little bit of a loyalty on there, but there's a little glitches with it. It's not like just for that, so it's not really our choice at the moment. We've been looking into it. But the old timers are all like freaking out. They're like, oh my gosh. So we got to figure something out. And it's mainly just Manchester. You know, the Milford and Londonderry kind of, not so much of the old timers, you know, I think because Manchester's been there for so long. But I am going to go up and tell my assistant that, Amanda, upstairs. So
you should. Yep.
Yes.
They're
I'm going to give you my card and have them get in touch with me for sure.
Okay, we'll do.
So it works out well. That's great.
It does. It was, so the cafe was where they tested it at first. So they had people who worked for them come in and kind of walk people through how the app worked. So it wasn't just like a punch in the face, like, here's your new card. It doesn't exist. It's on your phone. but they walked people through it, and they helped them download it. People got free coffees for downloading it.
Yeah, you do like a little incentive to get them to download it. And
it's worked out great since then. I mean, people love not having to carry that little paper card.
Yeah, because I always lose them, or, you know, then I've got five of them because I'll get a new one, and then you got to combine, try to combine them.
People think I have all credit cards. I'm like, I swear to God, these are not all credit cards. They're really not, I promise.
Yeah, it's insane. So, and the app can do really interesting things. So they can push out different promotions. They can tell your customers that Allie's playing tonight. They can tell them. So, for example, this weekend is homecoming.
Saints.
Yes, homecoming weekend for St. Anselm. And I asked them to push out on the app the little sign that we made saying giving St. A's alumni 10% off if they wear their St. A's gear. So they took a picture of our sign and they put it right on the app for people to see. So that's pretty great.
That's really great.
I love
so
that.
So every single person that is a loyalty member to your store just got that information.
Yes. Yep.
That is very smart.
It is. And it's a new and interesting way to get information to your customers that's not on their Twitter feed or Facebook that doesn't always reach them. So I really love it. It's a great app.
That is cool.
That's
we
cool.
we I'm really excited to I'm gonna run upstairs in 2 minutes and go check out the door. So any last minute, because the show's going to end in probably about a minute, we're going to hear the music going. Why don't you just remind people of where they can find you and your website and all that stuff.
Okay, so you can find Cafe Loren downtown in Manchester. We're at 915 Elm Street, right in between the Dancing Lion Chocolates and the Shaskeen Irish Pub. And our website is cafelarene.com.
Perfect.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you for coming on.
That was like timed absolutely perfectly. Well, thank you, Alex, so much for coming on. That was really fun learning more about Cafe Loren.
And I'm sure you're an inspiration to a lot of people who are thinking about starting up their own business. So we always love that too.
Oh, well, thank you.
That is true. 23 years old, started it and successful. And that is wonderful. Wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you so much,
Very, very good.
Thank you.
Okay, Kale and Company is up next, and we'll see everybody next week.
Have a great weekend.
All right.